It's the Reviews Podcast, baby. This is The Hoist. I'm Eartha and I am your host. I am so excited this is finally happening. We want to make local music even more accessible than ever. So we are bringing you the best reviews from the show and putting them all in a podcast so you can listen whenever, wherever you want. Or if you missed the show, you can catch up here. Make sure you keep up on our socials. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for The Hoist. That's H-O-I-S-T. It's so much fun over there. You can catch interviews, performances, our playlists, and everything else, as well as some super special Instagram reviews that our hosts do, so you can see what other local tracks we've been loving. The Hoist is all about giving local music a lift. You can catch us 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through to Thursday on 90.7 FM, Sin Digital, and of course the Sin website, which is sin.org.au. Now, without further ado, it's review time, baby.
Bringing you the best in local music from Melbourne and around the country.
This is The Hoist on Sin.
Hey, it's Em here from your Monday Mates. Now, I've been recently getting into a bit of local hip hop, which brings me to this track. It's called Lingo and it's by Melbourne artist Sophia. So it starts off super bassy and then brings in this super cool kind of clicky hybrid beat, which is just like awesome. And then the lyrics come in and they're full of sass, which I absolutely love from any hip hop track. It does require a bit of a language warning, but it is Lingo by Sophia.
They don't want to see me on a bankroll. She a pretty little thing, all angles. They don't understand us, it's a lingo. But you said, I'm
hello, it's Salome from your Monday crew on The Hoist on Sin, and I have a glowing review coming up for you for a new song from, who would have guessed, Glowing. The track is called Poppy, and I think my favourite thing about this track is how the vocals just continue to chop, change and develop throughout the song. They start out, you know, pretty gritty and grungy, then they move through to those like stunted little spoken moments in the pre-chorus. There's some beautiful little melodies weaved in throughout there. And then towards the end, it just continues to build up and up and up. It never stops. It'll keep you guessing. It's an absolutely wonderful song. We're going to throw now to Glowing with Poppy.
Loves Aussie music, we love Aussie music. You've come to the right place. This is The Hoist, playing you the hottest Aussie hits this week. My name is Victoria and I'm one half of your Thank God It's Thursday team, and thank God for this next track. I'm not kidding, it is beautiful. It is from a five-piece band from Melbourne called Blue Nude, and this track is Keep Cup. Let's stop there. Firstly, Keep Cup, what a creative name, so original and relatable. I also want to put out there that I've seen this band perform live and they are so talented. Their performances are always so engaging and you see them genuinely just having the best time on stage, which is something we all love. Now into this track, it is beautiful to listen to. It's really pleasant and smooth, and it is generally the song you want to listen to sitting outside on a warm summer's day. That is a serious vibe. And we want to know if you vibe to this song, so remember to hit us up on our socials. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Just type in The Hoist and we shall be there. This is Blue Nude's Keep Cup. You've been listening to Victoria here. This kind of inadequacy.
Hey guys, it's Court here from your Tuesday Tunesdays here on The Hoist. This next track is by Melbournean hard indie rockers OK Dane. The first thing I thought when I heard this song was that there is a definite ode to 90s heavy rock, such as Nirvana. However, OK Dane has put their own spin on it, adding the light and shade of lighter indie rock sound sandwiched in between headbanging riffs, perfect for a festival death circle. The lyrics speak to a story of saying things you might regret in the heat of the moment and the aftermath that follows. If you want to tell us how much you love this track, you can find us on socials at The Hoist Sin. Here it is for you now. This is OK Dane with their new track, Someday.
Someday I'll get it right, but not tonight. Calling your
Hi everyone, I'm Georgina, one of your Wednesday pals here from The Hoist on Sin. I hope that you're enjoying this volume of the hot hits. It's such a ball to bring it to you every week and to share with you some of our favourite local music content that we've been absolutely loving. If you are looking for more content from us here at The Hoist, don't forget though to go over onto our Instagram, which is at The Hoist Sin, to check out so many more reviews, recommendations and interviews that we're cranking out over there, especially from Monday through to Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Make sure that you go over there to get your dose of local music content, because here at The Hoist, we're all about giving local music a lift. It is the most important thing to us, so we hope that you can also get something out of it and that you find some local music that you absolutely love. Now, I've got a track to tell you about that I've been absolutely loving recently. It's called Dancing in the Rain by Woods. Now, she is a Melbourne-based singer, producer, and songwriter. And let me tell you what, this track is absolutely massive. It's got beautiful vocals. It's got such a sophisticated soundscape. It really, truly is such a musical experience for the ears. It's the type of song that you can really distinctly imagine kind of a scene from a movie. And what I take from it is you've got a scene, the camera's panning over grassy lands, mountains, hills, the singer or the main character is stood right in the middle looking so small, but the landscape is massively grand. And that's what this track is. It's grand, it is a complete form of escapism, and it completely takes you into a new world. Dancing in the Rain is coming from Woods' brand new album called Crystal Ball, which is being released on November the 13th. So you haven't got too long to wait for that one. In the meantime, let's spin the track to give you a taste of Woods' music and what the album is going to have to offer. This is Dancing in the Rain by Woods.
All our voices start to say.
You're listening to The Hoist Hot Hits with Eartha. I am from your Thursday team and I have got the best new track for you. It is from Thomas Heaton. It's Urban Angel 1999, 20 years old, born in London, moved to Melbourne. Now he's back in London and he has been having an insane year. He released his EP, The Greatest Hits, blew up on TikTok and got verified, like that little blue check. You know I read his Spotify bio. Urban Angel 1999 is fun. It's the kind of track that makes you want to jump around and dance in your bedroom and play it for your crush when you want to convey all those feelings and be like, hey girl, what's up? I like you. At just 20, Thomas Heaton has been crowned by me as the king of bedroom pop. Make sure you check out our social medias. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook, The Hoist Sin. This is Urban Angel 1999 by Thomas Heaton. You're with Eartha.
Urban Angel 1999, I want you to be mine, I'll play with you tonight, I want to see you inside of my life.
This was the Hoist Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Eartha. You can find us on social media on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for The Hoist Sin, that's H-O-I-S-T. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is The Hoist on Sin.